Good morning, good morning. It is Kara Bradley here bringing you your morning message. This quick snippet of inspiration, hopefully, a little motivation, a little poke or a prod to help you look at your life and yourself deeply. In 6 minutes or less, which I do my best, I don't always get there, I hope to share what is streaming through me. And there's a lot streaming through me right now, my friend. I am on a rampage of investigating freedom, the word, the energy behind it, my life, where I'm free, where I'm stuck. And I want to share this with you. I have no idea how long this rampage of freedom will go on. It could be a week, it could be a month, who knows? But I am so excited. So for today, we're going to keep it simple. I want to define freedom for you, just as it has been laid out for me on the worldwide internet. And we're going to pull it apart, tease it apart, and play with it over the next few whatever. All right, freedom is the power to act, speak, or think as one wants without hindrance or restraint. Okay, so it's, you know, that's pretty dry, but it is powerful, right? Power to act, speak, or think with as one wants without hindrance or restraint. It's the state of not being imprisoned or enslaved. Oh, I love that. I love that. If there's anything that has been the driving force for my life, it is the desire, the quest to feel awake and fully alive. Awake and fully alive. I based my whole book on it. How can we let go of, dismiss, rid ourselves of the obstacles that hold us back from feeling free? And there it is. And we're going to investigate this, because what the hell else do we have to do with our lives? I mean, seriously, right? Get one more thing checked off the to-do list? No freaking way. This is our investigation. How do we feel fully alive? So for today, it's simply dropping freedom into our consciousness and starting to investigate, as we will over the next coming weeks, where am I not free? Where are my obstacles? What do I want to be free to do? And what am I already free to do? And we're going to look at this from different aspects of physical freedom, mental freedom, energetic freedom, emotional freedom, psychic freedom. Oh, that's going to be a juicy one. Financial freedom and interpersonal freedom. And there's more. I'm sure it'll come up, and I'd love to hear your feedback as well. So for me, I will tell you that investigating freedom is really the basis of practice. It's why I meditate. It's why I practice yoga. It's why I investigate how my relationships. Where am I stuck? Where am I free? What needs my attention today? You know, we can't just break free of obstacles that have been building up for decades. You know, hey, listen, sometimes light switches go off and we break through. You know, I had a couple of those ahas this week, actually. Some take a little bit more excavation. So are you willing to investigate this with me? Are you willing to go down these rabbit holes and investigate where you're stuck, where you're weak, what's tense, what's blocking you, where you're already free? Because that energy will carry you. That energy of freedom will carry you down some dark rabbit holes to unlock, right? Last week it was unblock, unfold, unleash, to unblock, unfold, unleash in other areas. So this is all interconnected. It's why I love practice, because it's constantly showing us, our own practice is constantly showing us different pathways to go down. And this is what keeps things so fresh and emergent in our lives. Oh, this is so good. I love this. So I'm going to leave you with my tattoo. My tattoo is a Celtic Trinity knot on my right wrist. And I got it when I was 48 years old. And it came through, I don't know, sounds kind of woo-woo, but I saw it in a meditation and I went out and got it. And for me, the Celtic knot represents, excuse me, for me, the Celtic knot represents the Sanskrit word mukti, M-U-K-T-I, which is a reminder to that there is a way of living that is free beyond the bondage of suffering. Freedom beyond the bondage of suffering, right? So I'm just going to kind of leave you with that. There is a way of walking through the world that is free, that is beyond suffering, and that bondage that holds us back. So we are going to investigate all of these aspects of freedom, and I can't wait. I'm jumping out of my skin to do this with you. That's it for today. So digest a little bit of freedom and look around. Notice where you are free already, because you are. We are so blessed. Thank you for joining me. Thank you always for joining me. If you think that there is somebody in your life that can use some freedom, hey, share this with them. Go share this episode and let's get on this journey together. Take care.